Welcome to the Female Insight Zone, a podcast dedicated to sharing insights from women who have made an indelible mark in business and the path they took to soar.
Welcome to the Female Insight Zone. This is Mary Beth Kosmeski. Today I'm welcoming Laura Brandeo. She is president of AFR. Now, she actually has taken some mighty leaps in her positions at AFR. She became partner in 2009. She quickly rose to executive vice president, followed by chief operations officer, and now she is president. So that is a path that we all would like to be on, I'm sure. She also is an award-winning mortgage professional. She's a woman of influence. She's been rated as one of the Hot 100 Mortgage Professionals, and also as one of the most powerful women in the mortgage industry. So I am really excited to hear about your journey and path. Welcome, Laura.
Oh, thank you so much, Mary Beth. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here today.
So when you go from being partner in 2009, and then you take a few steps and all of a sudden you're president. Tell us how that happens and what's driving you and what kind of worked out so that you were able to make these wonderful leaps in your career.
Oh, well, thank you so much for asking me that. Okay, so here's the journey. Okay. And I think the biggest message that I like to share with anyone that's listening today is number one, opportunity. My journey in the mortgage business started, about over 20 years ago. And we have a running joke in my industry that nobody deliberately gets into the mortgage industry. We all landed here by accident on some form of journey that we were on. And my story, going back all the way to the beginning, actually started out of an opportunity where I was a stay-at-home mom, a young, new mom that needed to get out into the workforce. But at that time, I really wanted to stay at home during the day and do something in the evening. Well, in the 1990s, the thing that you mainly did in the evening was either retail or working in a call center. So I decided to go into the call center, and the account that I was given was actually a mortgage company. And at that time, the interest rates had just started to decrease. So we were hired by a national mortgage company to make phone calls to see if borrowers would have an interest in seeing about reducing their interest rate. Well, I was so excited to just be out of the house and being able to be on the phone and speaking to people that I was very, very successful. And with that opportunity, in a very short amount of time, I was actually given a position of managing that particular call center. And as time went on, I had hundreds of people that I had to actually train how to engage people on the phone, how to be able to have that conversation to see about possibly reducing their interest rate. So for 5 years, I actually took something that started as a small part-time job and turned it into a career that obviously you see where I am today. So fast forwarding of how did I become president, it's all about that opportunity. I find that sometimes people look at things as maybe this position that I'm currently in, but it's what you make of it. And so fast forwarding again, when the mortgage crash happened, when subprime lending, kind of the bubble bursting in 2007, 2008, I was once again given an opportunity to start a wholesale lending division of AFR. And at that time, as other companies were going out of business, I was starting something brand new and opening up a new opportunity for me. So I've always dived into everything of it's what you make of it. And when I joined AFR, I very quickly was able to grow the company at a time when other people were downsizing and other people were going backwards. I was growing and flourishing. So how did I go from starting brand new as employee number one of AFR Wholesale and then going to president? It was really just always the hard work, dedication, passion for what I do, and looking for those opportunities.
So where do you think you got that? You know, that's a it's a working hard. I mean, everyone, you know, works hard in their own way, but when did this start? Was this something early in your life? Was it something that you got from your parents, or is it something that you always had with you, this drive to work really hard?
Oh, well, I would definitely attribute that to how we were brought up. Now, I was brought up in a regular blue collar family. You know, my parents didn't go to college. They just worked hard. And it was one of those things that the work ethic in our family was every day you got up, you gave 110%, and it never mattered who you worked for or how much you were being paid. It was the quality of the work that you did, because if you are doing a job for whomever it is, you give your best and you always show up. You know what I mean? There's no off days. You always show up and you give that 110%. And it's very interesting that there's four children in my family. Every single one of us is either in a C-suite position, an owner, or extremely successful. Every one of us. So four out of four of us continued to follow the path from my parents that taught us that you always have that strong work ethic and you show up every day.
Yeah, it's absolutely such an amazing thing, because I know for me, I've had opportunities, and I'm one of those also, always work hard, no matter what it is, just work hard. You know, good things will happen if you work hard, but you're just supposed to work hard. But, you know, people will ask me some of the same questions like, well, how did you get here? How did you do that? I don't know. I just, the opportunity came in front of me and I just worked the heck out of it, you know?
That's right.
And that's so it. It looks, you know, from far away, it looks really easy, but I mean, you know, it's a lot of hard work to be able to take advantage of these opportunities, especially like, you know, you're talking about 2008 when everything was crashing and you're working at a new mortgage wholesale company. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Well, even that is an interesting story. Well, in 2007, we literally, I mean, this is no joke, Mary Beth. There was a website called mortgageimplode.com. And every day, people in our mortgage industry would show up to work, log into this website, and look to see if the company you work for was going out of business, because they listed the companies on this website. So it was a normal routine that you would log in and go, well, we survived one more day. Well, at that point, the company I was working for at that time, of course, I was very nervous that I didn't know if they were going to survive. And I made a phone call to someone in my industry that was a friend. And I said to her, hey, do you know anywhere that might be a little safe, you know, somewhere that's kind of a safe haven? Now, that in itself is very funny.
You're right.
No one was safe at that time. But I asked her if there was a safe place. And she was the person that said, hey, there's this little company called AFR that's looking to open a wholesale division. And I said, I can do that. And within a few days, I met with the CEO. He hired me. And a week and a half later, that was how AFR, the division wholesale, was started. And it was really just me saying, hey, do you know anywhere safe? Now, when I took that position, I was brought on 100% commission with no salary and was given the opportunity of saying to me, Laura, you can start this. Do it whatever way you feel is right. It's your success or your failure. So that is what I did. And it was pretty much, okay, we're doing this.
Right. And, you know, you wanted to go to a safe place and then all of a sudden you're on 100% commission. So it didn't, you know.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah. But okay. So here's another question. I know I work a lot in the financial services industry, like financial advisors, and it's an industry that has lots and lots of men in it. I know the mortgage industry is the same. How did you deal with some of that? Was it ever an issue that you were one of the only women, I'm assuming, doing some of this work?
I love that question. And it's really funny. I get that question a lot, especially, you know, I've won some recent awards. You had mentioned, you know, Powerful Women and Women of Influence. And I actually was part of starting a new women's group just this year. So that question has definitely been a valid question this year. But when I thought about it a lot, the bottom line comes down to, I never thought about it until this year, because I was so busy being focused on getting the job done and growing my company and making a name for us and getting us to be this large national wholesale lender that I never thought about the difference of me being a woman versus a man, because I had work to do and nothing was going to stop me regardless. Now, if you look at the partners of my company, I am the one and only woman. So sure, every day when we have our partners meeting, I'm the one woman sitting at the table, but it's not something I ever think about because it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, whatever needs to be done is going to be done. And sure, when you go to a trade show in the mortgage business, most of the time the men are doing the speaking, the men are on the stage, and the women are kind of behind the scenes. Well, this year, I'm very thankful that I had the opportunity to probably do quite a few speaking events. And every time I would get up there, I would think to myself, I'm the one woman listed as a speaker. And I love that because I'm at the point in my life and career that now I'm ready to leave legacy. And I'm so excited about the opportunity to be able to teach the next generation that it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter any of that part of it, because it's what you can provide and how you can differentiate yourself to be special in whatever industry you're in.
Yeah, I think that is just really great advice. There are some, you know, instances where women are paid less or, you know, but in a commission business or in a business where, you know, you're making whatever it is, sometimes there isn't the situation of, hey, my company is paying me less or this is happening or that's happening or I'm not getting the opportunities. When you're in sales, you make your opportunities. And I love your passion for just working and getting things done and, you know, kind of having that laser focus on what you need to do, not being, you know, sort of distracted by some of the other things that might be going on that you're not even seeing them.
I don't even pay attention to it, because unless it's going to assist me to be able to grow my company, it's not helping me. You know what I mean? So you're right. You have to be laser focused and you have to just focus in on what you can do for your team and your company to. And at the end of the day, you know, I am very fortunate that I am in an industry that I get to bring families home every day. You know how valuable that is? That every day I show up to work and I'm affecting other people's lives by bringing those families home. That is a glorious thing.
So absolutely.
If I keep that in mind and have a team that believes in that and understands the value of how important their position is, regardless of the title that they hold, then that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how can people reach you and find out more about what you're doing and about AFR and things like that?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, look, my name is Laura Brandeo. So please, by all means, connect to me on LinkedIn. I definitely love to communicate and I have a large network on LinkedIn. So certainly feel free to contact me that way. My company is AFRWholesale.com. You know, we are a leader with doing some very unique programs like new construction and renovation and things like that. That's another thing that has separated and given me such great fun at our company. We don't just do the regular types of loans. We always look for those unique programs to be able to continue to provide these programs to borrowers out in the marketplace. And that's another blessing that I have, that I don't just get to help on the regular stuff. I even get to help on the more complicated transactions. And that's another piece of advice I would share with anyone is don't just do the day-to-day. Continue to look again for those opportunities, not just for yourself, but for your business and growth and how to continue to be relevant in the marketplace for whatever company or type of industry that you're in.
And that is fabulous advice. And this entire podcast has been a burst of inspiration, and I have loved every minute of it. Thank you so much for joining us, Laura. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mary Beth. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Female Insight Zone, a podcast dedicated to sharing insights from women who have made an indelible mark in business and the path they took to soar.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.